What's up, guys? Welcome back to another
Take two.
It's pretty much the only time you can fuck up.
Yeah. Right at the beginning. Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. We got three of us here this time, and it is Chad, Emilio, and myself, Bobby. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hello. You might hear Sam, but she's like a cat on the top of the couch.
She's supposed to be studying, but she's Facebooking on her phone, so...
Facebooking. Yep. That's a word now.
Yep.
Facebooking it up. All right. So, apologies for last week if we seemed a little out of it. I don't know if this week's going to be any better, but let's find out.
You knew what you got when you signed up for it.
Yeah, know what you're in for. Yeah. Quick shout out, Team Tom. We got an interview coming up with him. Yes, the legendary Team Tom that we talk so much about.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this one.
He's going to be at the end of this episode talking to us, so stay tuned for that. Also, welcome to the Patreon Club. We updated our page a little bit, so check us out on Patreon if you want to support us. We're starting to get some new audio equipment. Hopefully next week we're going to be sounding silky smooth all the way around with our new audio equipment.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people talk shit about people leaving comments on stuff and, you know, how negative the internet is. But a lot of times you need to take it into
We like account. Constructive criticism.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you say, he literally said our Patreon page sucked, and it did.
Yeah.
100%. And it's still not 100%, but it's a lot, hell of a lot better than it was.
So who was the guy? Do you happen to know the guest?
He was on Twitter. I don't know. I've never seen his name before.
So he basically told, hey, I was going to go on your Patreon account. Thank you very much, first of all, for even thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for telling us we suck. Yeah. We did suck.
We did.
Yeah.
So Emil and I got on there. We made a bunch of changes. We put some rewards. One of the rewards that we have is a new t-shirt.
Yeah.
The Hype Train. Which we're going to send to Team Tom and Lab Monkey, right?
Well, they're not at the right pay scale for that.
I'll think about it.
I'll bring some when I go to QuakeCon and meet up with Lab Monkey.
Yeah. So we're going to send the Team Tom and Lab Monkey t-shirts. But
I think you undersold what it is. It's a Hype Train.
It is the Hype Train. It is a keyboard mouse. A train shaped or with the shapes of keyboard and mice in it.
This isn't that's not the version. We're doing the portal version.
Oh, the portal version.
Sam thinks it looks like a big cock.
I do.
It does sort of resemble.
That works too.
Looks like a big veiny cock.
Check out our Patreon site. You can take a look at it.
If you're into keyboards, if you're into mice, if you're into games, if you're into cocks, it all works.
It's not the keyboard and mouse one. It's the mouse one that's coming out of the portal. It's not the keyboard and mouse one.
Okay.
So you don't get the keyboard and mouse one.
All right.
Cool.
Very cool.
Oh, but also, Team Tom is also our second patron.
Yep. So thank you very much.
Just a shout out to that. And it's weird because he's part of the team, so he's kind of like paying himself. I think he's going to get money back. He's like, I'm going to get 25% of this back.
Hey, when we start making money, Tom starts making money, so...
I think Chi's going to get his portion.
He will get his too. If we ever make money. But that's not why we do this.
No.
We do this for funds.
I like to get together with my friends and drink and talk about video games.
Yeah.
Because I like video games.
And you picked a nice $2 chuck to drink today.
Somebody brought this over.
Which is...
And they left it there.
Which is not your normal drink.
Hey, guys, what do you think about this? I usually take, like, a very big bottle of alcohol to a party.
Like a handle?
Or bigger. I guess it's a handle, yeah. And then I'll take it when I'm done. Anybody can have as much as they want.
Okay.
But then I take it at the end because it was $30 or $40. Is that a bad move?
Quit lying. You're buying Smirnoff and it's $20.
I don't know what the etiquette is on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you were going to a dinner party, you would bring wine. That would be... for the host.
Though.
Yeah. So when you bring a bottle, I don't know. See, that sounds like something that I would do like when I was in high school, you know, when alcohol was a rare commodity. And,
yeah. Because you had to buy it illegally in high school.
But $30 or $40 is like a sizable amount.
No, but what you should be doing is getting the $7.50, drinking what you want, and leaving the rest.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's
buying $7.50 is for chumps, though.
Well, now you're looking rude because you're taking your alcohol.
Yeah. A $7.50 you leave every time.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
I'm enjoying a nice...
a noisy
Coke and vodka.
Noisy as shit drink.
So if you guys are hearing
ice... We gotta get you a sippy cup, bro.
If you hear an ice clink, that's because
of me. Rattling. All right, so we're coming to a close on our first episode of the DL Game Club, where we take one game and we talk in depth about it, that game being BioShock for April. We will be releasing that episode fairly soon here. And
are we recording next week for this?
We're going to do it over Skype, so... We'll talk details later,
but I'm excited to have that conversation soon. And we've kind of talked about the next game that we're thinking of doing. Undertale has been thrown out there.
Let me cut in real quick. Guys, if you're like just hearing about this about the first time, what's great about this, and I just realized, it doesn't matter if you finish when we finish. You can listen to this podcast 3 years from now.
Yeah.
Whenever you finish it and see our insights about it, you know?
Yeah. Or listen before you start playing. Yeah. But we're going to spoil the shit out of the game. So if you care about spoilers.
Or if you just love our juicy voices.
It's BioShock. I think spoilers are out. But yeah, it'll always be there. And you can check it out at any time. It'll be there for the ages.
Podcast for the wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have to finish together.
I prefer it that way.
I just spit on tap.
All right. Wow. All right. And we're off.
There's no question of the news this week. If you guys were eagerly waiting for that, it's not happening this week. What we meant. We're not doing what we meant this week, and we also not doing games coming out this week.
But we are doing question and news.
Basically the opposite. Sometimes, Chad, I love the one where Bobby, you're about to explain something. And he's like, hey, Bobby, why don't you explain what you're about to talk about? And you're like, yeah, I was about to. Okay, good, because I want to make sure.
Well, I'm just making sure that we're staying on track and we're moving along.
All right, so to be crystal clear here, we are going to do question the news now. Emilio, why don't you start us off?
Yeah, sure. Ken Levine, who is... I was trying to explain what he's done to Sam. I was like... Because she's watching me play BioShock.
What he's done to Sam? That's rude. Yeah.
She watched me play BioShock, and she saw the beginning of Infinite. I mean, these things, these grand ideas.
System Shock before that, which was
And so he's a bona fide genius, I would say.
He probably is.
Yeah. And so, at least creative genius. So, his next project is going to be a VR, a virtual reality headset type version of a Twilight movie, interactive movie. So, there's a lot of things that can go on here, but I'm so, with a creative mind, and I have a new appreciation for him now playing BioShock again and more. This time going into BioShock, I'm looking for the depth, and I'm seeing the depth so much more. It was like Lord of the Rings. He created a whole world. So I'm sure he's going to create a whole world around this Twilight thing. So Twilight Zone. So if you don't know Twilight Zone, it's just like a twisted story usually. And so I'm really excited about this. I'm glad he's not making a game because... I'm kind of like
You're glad he's not making a game?
I'm glad he's not making a game because I'm trying to... I think VR is going to be the next shit. I think it's a world changer.
Well, we were all wondering what he was going to do after Infinite because he closed down the development studio after that. Said he wanted to work on smaller projects. And people were a little disappointed about that. We weren't sure what was going to become of him. So this is exciting news now that we know what he's up to.
But like being on the front of the hype train for the VR, I'm glad that like big names are doing avant-garde things so that, you know, to push the boundaries of something that's just coming out, you know. So anyway, my question to you guys is, who would you like to make VR content, even if they're a musician or it doesn't matter what, because this guy's going from games to like kind of a movie type thing. Slightly into it sounds like it's going to be a lot more linear than you know, you'd probably make a couple choices or whatever. But are there any favorite creators that, and don't say PewDiePie or whatever.
PewDiePie.
Yeah. So who would you like to make some content?
Honestly, when I first heard about VR, I thought the very first thing I thought of was, I wish World of Warcraft could go VR. Yeah, I think it would be really cool to be in that universe and be able to actually walk around.
You're talking full-on MMO immersion.
In VR.
Remember that dude died from not like eating? If you make it full VR, it's going to be even more.
Well, I mean, they have actual like anime, the Sword Art Online and some of the other ones.
But that's not a creator. That's a company.
Yeah.
You have like a particular somebody, like maybe a favorite director or a favorite, you know.
Are you talking about someone in the gaming industry?
No, or he just means in general.
A creator, yeah. Like Danny Boyle is my favorite director. I'm sure.
What is Danny Boyle made?
He's done...
Was he Trainspotting? Did he do that one?
I don't think so. He did Slumdog Millionaire. He did Sunshine. He did those zombie movies. 30 Days Later.
Yeah, 20 Days Later. The first one. He's an excellent director. So if he did something in VR, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, just one of your favorite creators doing something in VR. Who would you bring over? I'm not putting you guys on the spot. I can keep
Filler. Manuel.
There's a bunch of people. Oh,
that's porn. That's a porn reference for all those who are wondering. Oh, by the way,
speaking of porn,
VR porn. I guess Vegas hotels are going to start offering that now, so you can ask for the VR package and have a full on VR porn experience in your hotel room.
They better be cleaning those things with fucking ultra strength bleach.
Because you know the number one thing that people say they don't clean is remote controls, let alone this fucking thing, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Gross.
I don't know.
The one guy that I think would really be good for this is James Cameron, because he's always adopted these new technologies. He's always been about pushing the limit and just... he was one of the big... pushers for 3D when that was big with Avatar. So I think he'd be the right guy for the job. But there's
probably already is working on it, honestly, James Cameron.
My favorite thing that I've ever heard in pop culture about him is when, I don't remember who was on the Daily Show, but they were interviewing him about Avatar. Oh, it was the tall girl, the tall, famous girl.
Okay.
Whatever her name is. She's older, whatever. Do we know who she is?
No.
She was a doctor in the movie.
She in Dexter?
Oh, the doctor in Avatar.
Avatar, yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver, yeah.
She's tall? I didn't know she was
tall. She's really tall. She's like 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway. And I saw like an SNL skit from super long. She was hot, like when she was younger. But anyway, because she doesn't look hot at all in like any of the movies.
Hey.
Anyway.
Ghostbusters. She was decent looking in Ghostbusters.
I don't remember.
Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, they had...
What? No, wasn't she the one that was like floating up in the... Mm-hmm. She had the...
So she's explaining to Jon Stewart.
We're off on about three tangents right
now. Yeah. She's explaining to Jon Stewart like, so we had these camera rigs around it and he invented this thing and then he invented that thing and he invented this thing so that we could see from that angle and blah, blah. And Jon Stewart said, so this wizard do you work for? Does he stand for evil or for... That guy is on another level.
Yeah.
That guy's on another level. Great answer, Bobby. Chad.
Bobby wasn't done. You cut him off.
Give me your retarded answer. No,
I said what I needed to say. James Cameron. He's the man for the job.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Stephen King.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah.
Stephen King. Did you know the one movie Stephen King ever directed? Do you guys know what that is?
It's got to be the worst one ever.
Pet Sematary.
It is a terrible movie. But he got so upset that
people... Wait, did I get it right?
No.
Oh.
He got so upset that people weren't realizing his vision in film, like his books that were brought to film. So he ended up directing one, and
The Sand?
No. It was terrible. It was a horrible movie. It was actually...
Langoliers.
Cujo.
No. I don't think you guys will get it. It was actually on an episode of How Did This Get Made, which is a great podcast about these terrible movies. And
why do we keep bringing up other podcasts for people to listen to?
Dude. For reference points. People listen to multiple podcasts. Let's not be jealous here. Yeah. But it was Maximum Overdrive with the killer trucks.
I didn't even
know that. I feel like it did well.
No. It might have, but it was a horrible movie. If you go back and watch that, it is so really bad.
But the premise is terrible too.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried to tie it in.
I swear, guys, we're going to talk about games.
Yeah,
soon. It's coming. I swear to God.
Well, let's move on to our next question in news here. Chad, you want to go?
Okay, so Clown Lotion actually posted up on our forums, on our discussion boards, on our DL Gaming group on Steam. And P.S., if you're listening to us, you should be on our DL Gaming group in Steam. We love listener participation.
For only $49.95, you can... No, it's absolutely free.
Yeah. So, I figure almost everybody that is listening to us is on the group, but if you're not, go ahead, join in, talk to us, we'll talk back. We'll be rude sometimes, but we'll be nice other times.
Oh, yeah, some guy fucking... So, he invited me to play a game, and...
Well, you're rude, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, sorry, dude, I'm going to co-op with my girl. And he's asked me, and now... After he said this, it made sense. He's probably asked me 20 times to play something, and I've said no every time. Because I go in with an intent, like, oh, I finally have 5 minutes. I'm going to do this thing. And, like, if something's going to interrupt that, I don't co-op with anybody, really. Unless maybe you guys, sometimes. And so I was like, sorry, bro, I'm gonna co-op. He's like, well, I'm just going to take you off my friends list because you never co-op with anybody. Fuck you. Garble, 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 just like hitting the keyboard. And I was like, oh, and I was trying to be funny. I thought he was being funny. So I said, sorry, like with W's instead of L's.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Or R's. And he said, and then he said he went offline, which means he took me off
his friends list.
Yeah. Good for him. Stand up for what you believe in, man.
Yeah. Anyways, to get back on the train of this podcast, which I appreciate the sidetrack. Mm-hmm. GameStop's going to be going to start publishing games. My question is a simple question. Is this a good thing or a bad thing for games?
Good thing. Another publisher, another way for people to make it to market. And
well, let me put this caveat. If you're buying disc-based games, GameStop is basically the only place that you resell it, right? At this point? Amazon, does Amazon?
Amazon does it too, I think.
Does it? I mean, is that...
eBay.
So, I guess, is it a conflict of interest now? They're publishing games?
Well, they can probably see the writing on the wall. I mean, that's not going to last forever. They got to expand.
So, basically, this is... They don't want to become Blockbuster, so they're doing this approach?
Absolutely. Because all those physical stores are going to go the wayside eventually. And they know it.
All right, so, Bobby, is this good or bad for games?
I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. Who knows? I think it's good for GameStop. For gaming in general, I don't know. I can't really foresee any negative consequences.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Great job.
See, right. That's how you're supposed to do question and answer. Not a 15-minute diatribe. That's the word of the day, by the way, people.
Diatribe.
All right, Bobby, go ahead.
So if you've been on Steam recently, you've noticed that you can now buy and, well, you've always been able to buy and rent movies, but now they've signed a deal with Lionsgate. So all their movies are available to rent, movies like The Hunger Games and Dread, which I definitely recommend. You can now rent those on Steam. Here's my question. What movie do you want to see on Steam? What movie would you buy on Steam? That's a better question.
Buy.
I'm not going to buy any game.
Any movie. We're talking
any movie.
You wouldn't buy any movie on Steam?
Because you're torrenting all your movies.
Yeah.
I like the idea of having movies in Steam like that. I would rather have them there than on iTunes or than on any other place. Like Netflix is great too, but the thing about Netflix is they lose the license, those can go away. So
yeah, that's true.
Unless it's a Netflix original.
But wait, weren't you saying that you don't own it on Steam? It's a rental?
They have rentals
Lionsgate.
And you can buy them.
The Lionsgate
ones are only rentals at this point. But you can buy Mad Max Fury Road. You can buy all the Mad Max movies on there. You can buy...
they do like an Avatar or a Naruto?
Yeah, they did like a Naruto movie. They've got a bunch of like low level stuff too, some really unknown. They got some good documentaries on there too, which I want to check out.
Do they got that creepy movie that you were talking about? Where
no,
which movie is that?
Sallow. Yeah, Sallow. No, I don't think they'll have that one.
I know. I don't know. I was like that because when he said it, I did it mentally in my mind. Okay, never gonna watch that movie. So I only have two Blu-rays. And it's LA Confidential and Constantine. Mm-hmm. And then probably my favorite DVD is Superbad. So any of those three movies, I'd probably purchase on the Steam to add to my collection.
On the Steam.
I would probably purchase on the Steam, yeah.
All right.
Dial that up on my phone.
How would you
order one of those?
If they did franchise, I think they should do Star Wars. I think that'd be a big seller for them. And I think they should do fuck the special edition, fuck the new ones, you know, just get the original Star Wars movies.
Wait, it's now owned by Disney, right? They can do that now if they want to.
Yeah, probably.
Because George Lucas was like, no, the special editions are the way to watch.
What's Lucas doing right now, this second?
Bathing in his money. Who is the
duck? Be realistic. What do you think?
Who's the duck that would swim in his vault of money?
Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck style.
Bobby?
What?
What is Lucas doing right now?
Counting his chins.
It's a hypothetical situation, Bobby. If you were here... Okay, never mind.
I don't know. He's probably recording his podcast that just can't seem to stay on track.
One a year it comes out with. All right. I swear we're getting to games very shortly.
What's that?
I thought it was funny, though.
I don't even like you guys.
It's selling on Steam, and the ones that are like, oh, rent movies from us. It's like Twilight, Hunger Games, and Divergent. Like, how many video game players are gonna be like, yeah, Twilight's on there?
It depends how many of them are females.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
those are all chick flicks, like teenage chick flicks.
Seriously though, like, I just found that odd.
I don't know. They probably got a good. Good,
and then they did do Sicario, Dread, and Saw.
Crazy.
So, right. I don't know. I thought that was funny.
I will not be ordering any movies on.
You're boycotting the movies on Steam.
No, I think it's a good idea for people that have money, but I'm broke, so.
Well, I'm waiting. I got a few on my wish list that I'm going to wait for when they're on sale. Because right now, I think it's some of the lower level movies. It's $5 to buy, $2 to rent. So
$5 for a movie.
Yeah. Well, there's a few documentaries I want to check out. Some indie game documentaries. One about gay gamers and gay game developers that look like might be interesting,
bro.
We'll get that. Maybe we'll get to that when we get to our listener questions.
Why do you have your hand around the chest?
Yeah.
I've heard mixed things about that documentary, and I kind of want to watch it for myself to see if it's if it is good or if it's just people.
As gay as they say.
As gay as they say.
Come on now. We are an open podcast. We celebrate all walks of life. No, we got to go up here. This one right here. Going?
Okay. So the biggest story this week. Pausing for dramatic effect. The biggest story this week would obviously be Dark Souls 3. And who has been playing that? None other than Emilio.
Another shout out to Team Tom for hooking it up.
Yeah.
So I went into this tentatively because I didn't enjoy the first one.
You guys had problems with Dark Souls 2, right? You guys tried to play together and you had a bunch of problems.
It was pretty tough. Yeah, it was rough. Just to co-op together was probably a 30-minute experience. We made a video about how to do it. That's how hard it was.
You know? Which had millions of hits on YouTube.
At least 27 million.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Psy and then us, right?
Yeah. It was the same guy over and over, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, I think it was Tyler, right? All those times?
Probably.
30,000 times?
Yeah. So, anyway. So I went into this like, okay, I'm going to play another Dark Souls game. I'm not going to enjoy another Dark Souls game. And you go into things and you have to put into perspective, like I say it all the time, how you're feeling that day, like all these things go into a review. So I went in with the worst case. I was having a shitty day and I already knew that I don't like the series of this game. and this game fucking grabbed me by the balls and won me over. It's, this game is a fucking masterpiece.
How many times did you restart though?
Oh, just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because when I first walked in, you were having a shitty time. You were some rogue person with a bow, right? And you ran out of arrows?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I went with the thief because I usually default to bows. And the person with the bow usually gets a pet, but there's no pets in this game. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this bow thing. And I didn't even know I had a bow until like 30 minutes into playing with this guy that I picked for the bow. You know, things aren't intuitive, but that's okay. So I went to a semi-magic caster. He's a hybrid, basically. He casts in one hand and hacks with the other hand.
So just an FYI for people that don't know Emilio as well as I do know Emilio, which is basically everybody on the planet, I think, at this point. Yeah, Emilio's goal in every fantasy-based game is to make a battle mage. Like, he wants to make a battle mage. Somebody that can cast spells and kick ass simultaneously. And that's kind of what you tried to go with, right?
Yeah, and that's what I got. So, I went from a guy that... There's this first boss that you run into. He's a giant guy. And he gets even more giant halfway through. And he gets so big that it's hard to even read his movements because he's just like this giant blob.
You just see feet or whatever?
Yeah, you see his feet, but on top of the feet, there's a giant oak tree has come out of his fucking midsection, and you're like, what's this tree doing? So you can't even read his things. So I went half sorcerer, and I killed this guy on my first try. So I had already died to this guy 30, maybe 40 times, and then my first time going to sorcerer, I kill him without getting hit. So I'm like, oh, sorcery is definitely the way to go. But besides that, gorgeous fucking graphics. Beautiful.
Is it? They're nice graphics? I mean, everything's monotone though, right? Everything's like this dark.
They use color very well.
Do they?
Yeah. Color does happen, they use it really. Like, look at that. You look at like sunsets and stuff like that, and it really pops because they did what Vermintide didn't do, is use color to offset how dark you made your game. I don't know how much more to praise this game. So it reminded me of what video games are all about. That's really where I'm at with this game. It's kind of like, for the longest time, Link, Legends of the Past, or Zelda 2 was like hailed as the greatest game of all time. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot to do with like...
If you say this is the greatest game of all time, I'm going to put you in the neck.
But it had a lot to do with, I can see what I need to get to, but I can't get there yet because I don't have what it takes to get to that point. Like, that's clearly my goal. And I need to figure out how to get there. And that's what Zelda was built on. This is Zelda in a 3D format.
Okay.
So you're not looking over these like poorly pixelated bushes and rocks to see, oh, there's a grappling hook that I need. No, you're looking at this majestic looking castle that you need to climb, and I need to know how to get to that entrance. But you clearly can't just walk there because you have to go this other route. So it was just like, and then there's a whole lot of risk reward. It's like, you can't save wherever you want. There's no quick saving. There's no auto saving.
And you get penalized when you basically heal, right? Because when you go to a campsite.
No, you get penalized when you die. And you drop all your souls. Souls is the currency. You get currency from killing things. You're basically dropping all the XP you ever got on the floor. And unless you recover it, it's gone forever. So if you die on the route to going to where you died, you lose everything you were carrying at the time. So it's not crazy difficult. Basically, you're trying to get from campfire to campfire.
But every time you use a campfire, everything respawns. That's what I mean by you get penalized when you save.
But you keep your currency.
You keep your currency, but then you got to redo everything. Right.
So it, that's why I'm saying it is what a video game is. Like, this is a quintessential video game. It is, I guess I gotta go back to this. This is Edge of Tomorrow. Like, you're playing the same thing over and over until you can conquer what that is. So your path between this and the next campfire, you become a master at. But then there's the next campfire. And it's like, man, I love this fucking game. I went from hate part one, hate part two, to wow.
But part one and part two are, nobody is saying Dark Souls 3 is infinitely better than 1 and 2. Everybody that liked 1 and 2.
I think it's the highest rated one.
But everybody's saying it's more of the same. I heard
2 was a bit of a misstep for the series.
Really?
Yeah, I think people liked 2 a lot less than they liked the original one and then Demon's Souls. And 3, from what I've heard, is very good. A lot of the downvotes on Steam are because of technical issues. Have you had any problems running the game?
14,000 reviews, by the way, on this.
Yeah. And every single one, like, if you scroll down, a lot of negative reviews. But again, every single one of them is just talking about technical issues. It seems like people are really struggling with this.
Individual to those people, probably, because of the hardware issues, probably.
And, and that's just the PC as well.
When you guys played 2, though, you guys were running into technical issues, too. Maybe it's just a part of the...
Oh, these have never been very good ports.
Yeah.
And I do want to apologize to the Japanese. They made an amazing fucking game. This is really good.
Why are you saying that, though? Explain to new listeners why.
I always think that Japanese video games are overly complicated. Their stories are overly complicated.
It's a grind fest.
Yeah, it's a grind fest. And this is, like I said, video gaming at its, but differently. Because
it's like the old school feel, right?
I feel like some players probably just walk through all the things that I took hours to do, you know?
Yeah.
But it's okay because that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm totally fine. I can't express how much fun I'm having with this game.
Okay. Question, though. When I get home from work, Emilio's playing games. A lot of times I'll walk in, I'll talk to him.
And critique. Nonstop. Every death.
Well, they're worthy of critique because you keep fucking dying. Anyways, I go in and I'm asking about this game because this is like the first time he's playing. But he's got 18,000 souls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
18,000 souls. And I'm like, is that a high number? He's like, oh, yeah. This is what, 2 hours of play?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you have all these? And he's like, oh, I'm trying to get something that's 20,000. I was like, oh, so you're close. But then I'm realizing these little guys that he's killing is only giving 30 souls. So I'm doing the math in my head. I'm like, oh, God, he's got to do another hour or two of work to get up to 20,000. He goes far away from a campsite, and he fucking dies. I walk out of the room. I can't watch him waste 18,000 souls and 2 hours of his life.
Because if I don't get back to because my corpse,
it's gone.
It's all gone.
It's gone. Did you end up getting that?
No, I got it, yeah.
Okay, so you did get through.
And I got what I needed on the way to go get it back.
Oh, does that make because sense? When you get your body, you just get the additional?
It's accumulated, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
My big complaint on all the other ones is I have to look this up, I have to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, you can hit select on your controller. You have to play this on controller.
Emilio's playing this on mouse and keyboard, and I'm like, dude.
All the controls, like, if you go into any of the menus, everything's explained on controller.
Yeah.
Even if you're playing
on keyboard. They've never had good support for keyboard and mouse.
Well, so I watch Twitch frequently. And this game is being played while people are waiting for queues all the time. This is the game that people are playing. They were playing Stardew Valley, and now they're playing Dark Souls 3. And I was watching a Twitch streamer, and somebody asked, how is this on mouse and keyboard? And the Twitch streamer said, if you're playing on mouse and keyboard, you're doing this game wrong. And so I got home that day, and Emil was playing this game on mouse and keyboard. And I'm like, dude, I heard you should be playing controller.
I could have sworn Kulan Lotion said that he was playing on mouse and keyboard, and so I was like, oh, if he can do it, I can do it. And then I talked to him later. He's like, you retarded? He's like, no.
So, play a controller. A little pro tip. Video gaming pro tip.
It's a fantastic fucking game. Fantastic.
I'm actually thinking of booting it up on the PS4.
It's a fantastic game.
All right. Moving on. Dark Souls 3. It's a video
Bobby,
game.
Are you going to play it?
I'm interested in it. I would play it.
See, this
if
is
I had time.
Pretty much the antithesis of what I want to play, because it's a super hard game, totally unforgiving. But I still am, after watching you play and watching some other people play, I'm kind of want to play it.
Yeah.
I would definitely check it out. I've largely ignored what a lot of people have been saying about it, because whenever I hear too much about a game, I kind of get turned off by it. And yeah, Dark Souls 2 didn't really work out for me. I couldn't get into it, but I think I just went about it wrong.
And you said it was...
Because you went about it with me.
Yeah. And you guys said Dark Souls 2 was...
We kept trying to make it a multiplayer experience, and that's really not what the game's about. But
it's
I have
no
heard...
longer complaining little sister. I don't want to go over here.
But I do hear that sorcery is much stronger in this game than it has been in the past games.
Oh, I think that's how I would put
it. It's a hell of a lot easier.
But you were saying now that, though, you're struggling on bosses.
No, I've heard that when you get to the mega bosses, like the real bosses of the game, that sorcery is very hard route. So, because I'm kind of having an easy time right now. Hmm. It's pretty easy, or early. Somebody else go. I don't want to keep talking.
I will talk mobile. I didn't play a whole lot. I've been busy with work. I went up to LA for the weekend, so I haven't had a whole lot. Dude, we talked about this. I'm playing two mobile games, which is a lot of mobile games, because these mobile games are designed to waste an hour or two of your life every day.
And the year or two of your salary.
Well, as a free-to-play, mostly free-to-play person, I think I've spent $40 so far on mobile games.
On one game mostly, right?
Yeah, on Galaxy of Heroes.
Yeah, one game.
Which is like the game that I play the most.
Right.
I'll play that for an hour, but then I have this other game, Alliance 2, that I've gotten 10 people at work to play, so now I got to play that game too because they're all playing it. But anyways... I bitched a couple weeks ago about them raising the level cap to 80, but they've done so much stuff in the past couple weeks that they saved themselves, I feel like. So the one thing I wanted to bring up with Heroes is just today they released guilds. So I have created a DL Gaming guild for Galaxy of Heroes. I know a couple of you guys play it. So if you're interested in joining the DL Gaming Guild on Galaxy Heroes, it is available and free and available and open. So I would appreciate if you listen and you play Galaxy of Heroes, join my guild. I know a million people also. Dude. And that's it. That's all my mobile stuff.
Cool.
All right. That was certainly a mobile bonanza, as it says in our show notes.
What's Alliance? What galaxy is that, or what?
A Marvel Avengers Alliance 2.
Is that a dungeon crawler? Or?
No, it's 3v3 turn-based fighting game.
Turn-based.
Turn-based. It's set up
like Final Fantasy
Tactics.
Okay.
Well, not Tactics. No, not Tactics.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
But it's cool because each attack has different speeds. So some.
Okay, this is okay. Where I did it.
Yep, that's it.
Cool.
All right. So I played the Mirror's Edge Catalyst beta that was on Origin.
How'd you get in? Did you just sign up? And
yeah, they sent me an email. I think it was through NVIDIA.
We have a podcast that people know about. So obviously that's how we got in. Clearly.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got to get the word out. Who should we send it to?
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
Obviously, DL Gaming is number one. And then maybe PC Gamer,
I think it
IGN.
Started like this. Everybody, welcome to the DL Gaming meeting. How we're going to handle tackling these giants.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
We all got copies, but Bobby decided to play, right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
We just run in with this joke. We're just taking it as far as we can. So I played Mirror's Edge Catalyst, and I associate this game with AMD for weird reasons, because... The key things in the game are red. Red is a very prominent color in the game. And also the word catalyst, which is like their version of GeForce Experience. So I don't know. I totally associate this with AMD, even though it's not actually the opposite. The original Mirror's Edge was showing off the physics engine by NVIDIA, so it was kind of tied more closely to them. But anyway, I don't like this game. Someone else is going to have to...
No, Bobby, don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. Why do you got to beat around the bush?
Someone else is going to have to play this game and give me an unbiased opinion, because I don't care for it. I wasn't crazy about the original Mirror's Edge, and this one, you're running around doing parkour.
Are you the same girl?
Yes, with the triangle on her face.
Yeah, what's her name?
I don't know. Okay. It doesn't matter. The story is so bad in this. It's worse than Tomb Raider. It is so bad. Like, I'm watching...
I don't think you're playing for the story.
No, you...
chicks.
It's true.
It's true.
Well, yeah. He did mention the gay gamer thing.
Yeah, sure. It all adds up.
Connection!
Yes. But no, it's not...
Bobby, we support your lifestyle.
I could go off on this game, but like, I could totally be misguided here. Like, I don't even know if I'm looking at this through an unbiased lens.
I've heard three opinions, and only one was filled with shit. I'll let you guess which one that is.
No, there are some redeeming qualities to this game. Some things are fun about it. You know, you're running and you're hurtling objects, and it's like a timing game. It's like Bit Trip Runner. Have you guys ever played that one?
Yep.
Or there was a mobile game that Emilio had us play and we did terribly, and it like played a song and then there were obstacles.
Game? No, what is it called?
There were obstacles for every beat in the song. Yeah, and then when the music picked up, it got even harder, which sucked because every time the music picked up, we're like, yeah, and then we'd die. And we're like, ah, oh, shit. And the music would stop.
But it never picked up for me. I never got that far.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's funny because we would play the game and then we'd hit this certain point and the music would really kick in. We're like, fuck yeah. And then all of a sudden we'd die and we never got past that point. But anyway, this game is kind of like that, where you're just trying to keep this momentum going that part is enjoyable, but I swear to God, the story is so bad. Like, it's, you know, this futuristic society, not post-apocalyptic.
Where everything's being watched.
Yeah, dystopian. And for some reason, like, there's people that just run across the buildings. I don't know. We don't know why they're running. I think they have messages they're delivering, or, like, there's something important. It's like a Tiesto music video.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe to go through the internet.
Yeah, in this future... all online activity is watched, so the only way to get important information is to physically deliver it.
Now, do you love it?
No, that's not.
Okay. Now that we've told you that. So it's basically more of the same, though, right? Is it?
It is. It really is.
And but it's more timing-based now. Like, before, you either landed or didn't land, or got it or didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Now you can get it perfectly, good.
So it's now a version of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, kind of like that. I feel like there's more things that you can do rather than just sliding and hurtling and jumping. There's different ways you can take out the guards.
Okay, so still no combat, so to speak.
There's melee
combat. You disarm them and then you keep moving, basically.
It goes by very quick. The graphics are great. I'll give it that. It looks beautiful. Like, it's a good-looking game.
I want Sam to play this game just so I can see her throw up. Just like, straight, like if Bioshock made her nauseous, can you imagine what Mirror's Edge is going to do?
No, I think Bioshock is one of those that just has a terrible.
Yeah, the FOV is made FOV. For this is before widescreen. This one's a little bit better about it, but yeah, it's Mirror's Edge. It's a lot like the first one, and it's got. You know, cool names like Dogen and Icarus, and everyone's dressed like Eastern European DJs, and everything's super cool techno sci-fi. So check it out.
Bobby's really thrilled about this game.
Bobby's review of that game made me like that game more and Bobby less.
Wow.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciate it because Bobby's not going to pull punches. And I'm not sure why you're chewing on that, but I'm not sure if you should be. But,
I don't know. Well, see, that's why I said someone else is going to have to play this game, because this could be a perfectly fine game, but it did absolutely nothing for me.
It's like me doing stealth games or reviewing stealth games. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Bobby hates good games.
But I liked Mirror's Edge, but I didn't play it all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, it got repetitive.
Yeah.
And I feel like this one might be doing
like, how long can you do it? That's exactly why I stopped playing Mirror's Edge. And I don't know what they're going to do in this game to bring that out further. And I'm really interested to see what they do with the story. They only give you so much in the beta, but it's not off to a good start. Like, if they just largely ignore the story and just kind of push it in the background, that'd be a bad thing. But if they go with, like, the story that they have and try to make it a selling point, that's going to be a bad thing also, because it's not good. Like, it just kind of falls flat. So I don't know what they're going to do with this game, but I have a feeling anyone want to take a gander at what this is going to get Metacritic wise.
I think it's going to Mirror's Edge. People really
well. 82.
Everything gets an 82.
Is this a Ubisoft game?
What
is this a Ubisoft game?
He's so cynical. What do you guys think is going to get 82? Everything gets an 82. It's like a double cynic.
No, we've talked about that before. How they give everything an 82, like, yeah, especially a game like this that's like a AAA title, and like, you know, it's just like that 82 is like that iffy
acceptable
area.
Grade.
Yeah, but it uses the same engine that the Star Wars game does, Battlefront. So again, it looks
very
great,
pretty.
But I don't think that's going to carry it.
Okay,
cool.
I'm just surprised they haven't advanced it. From what you're saying, it doesn't seem like the game has advanced.
Well, I don't know what else they could do with that. I mean, that's like the selling point of the game. That's the whole thing about it. Is you
can only polish up a turd so much.
No, but say, for example, you get to use a short-range grappling hook, or you could do some other technical advances.
He's about to get hired.
Or maybe there's hacking points where you have to actually hack to advance in. You know, like where's the game going? Is this just another... Is it basically a reboot? Like, I didn't hear anything different about this version than the last
version. Well, I already
version.
Told you. Mm-hmm. You could either get them done or not get them done in the last one. This one, you can get them perfectly, not so good, way, you know, there's degrees of success.
Okay.
As opposed to success or failure.
I mean, why are we even running here? I know they got to deliver messages, but I mean, do they have to run on the tops of buildings? They can't just like walk over, maybe catch a cab or an Uber or something. I think
as soon as you take that urgent information, it probably sends out a... They can track it.
So it's like a device that they're delivering?
Yeah, like a flash drive.
Have you seen Johnny and
people
Mnemonic?
People scan the flash drive and then...
Yeah, he had a 320 gig hard drive in his head.
Yeah. Future tech.
Okay.
And then it went above 320 and it was like dangerous. Remember all that? Well, that's nothing like this.
Well, he...
Bobby, stop shitting on the story, man. I don't know.
It is... Oh, God. All right. When the reviews come out, we'll see if okay, people agree with me or not.
Okay. We already did it too much. So, I promised to go back and play a little more King Arthur's Gold. Just as shitty as the first time. So, yeah. I gave it another 5 to 10 minutes.
Apparently, you guys hate gaming. You're on a PC gaming podcast, and you hate PC gaming. That's okay.
I don't see it, man. I'd rather be playing... Team Fortress 2 is the epitome of what this is, and this is the bottom feeder's bottom of what that same thing. Class-based, capture the flag.
Wait, who's the one that has all the hours in it? Jens?
Jens, yeah.
Have you asked him what's good about this game?
Yeah, yeah. He gave me some suggestions. I took them and...
shit all over them. Apparently.
And also, at this point, I'm getting in where the only people hanging out are the masters, right?
Oh.
So, you know, you're having a hard time hanging around.
There's no noob server.
Unless you get this game for free, I can't recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's got very positive reviews on Steam.
And a lot of reviews.
Yeah. It's been out for a long time.
Yeah. It's got its own following.
Yeah.
It's a small but hardcore followers, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Figsack, who is our resident... What is he like? RTS? He's not an RTS.
Not RTS, but strategy games.
Strategy. So, he requested on our...
this is his favorite game of all time, right?
So, he requested on our forum thread, which we have our... what game do you want us to play? And so if you want us to play a game, I suggest you go to our DL Gaming Steam group and post up on what you want us to play. So,
because according to this, episode, we're just going to shit on whatever you bring up.
No, I really like this game. As soon as I started playing this game, so this game's old, first of all. It's from 2003.
What's the name again?
Ether Lords 2. So FigSec said, hey, play Ether Lords 2. I really like this game because basically combat is magic. Magic the Gathering. You play Magic the Gathering, but it's with a graphical overlay. You get to see the little guys drop in and they attack each other. It's cool. And then outside of that, you're playing in campaign mode where you're walking around in the real world and you're putting these fights into an actual context, which I thought was awesome. The only problem is, so I give this a very positive, and I could see this game being made right now and being successful. If they did Ether Lords 3, did they do Ether Lords 3? I don't know.
No.
But if there was an Ether Lords 3 and they made it this year, I would be interested in buying this game.
You're talking about with like a graphical update?
Yeah, yep. If they took it to the modern age, you know, into this year and they made the exact same game, I would be very interested in buying it. The problem is, I can't get by the fucking third fight. I selected normal difficulty. It like defaults to easy. And I was like, no, I'm going to do normal.
Could be one of those games where you have like FTL, you have to play on easy.
Maybe it is. But I think what it is you're supposed to do. So you have a deck of cards, basically, but they're spells. You have a deck of spells and you're fighting these other guys that have their spells. The problem is, when you first start, your spell book is so small, you can't change your spell book very much. So the only way to make it challenging is to make it so you need a specific order to win. And so if you don't have that specific order, you just lose. You can't beat it. So you have to reboot it up and try it again until you get the right order that you can win.
You showed me all the options that you have. I still think you're doing something wrong. It seems pretty nice.
I walked Emilio through because I was frustrated.
He called me over. Chad calls me over 1 to 10 times that I call him over, yeah. And I didn't provide.
So because this game is from this is Ether Lords 2, right?
Ether Lords 2.
Yeah, because this game is from 2003, I'm inclined to believe that the game is right and you are doing something wrong. Had this been a newer game, maybe an early access game, I'd be like, oh yeah, something's fucked up. And it's funny how like my perspective, my paradigm of video games have changed on that. Because back in the day, like back in 2003, when I played a game, if I couldn't beat something, I was doing something wrong. Now I play a game, if something's not working right, I'm like, fuck, this game's fucking
broken.
Yeah. This is a bug or something.
No, like, what I'm saying is the only way to win these early matches right now is if you get the correct card draw. And if you don't get the correct card draw, you just lose. You can't win. I haven't figured this out. FigSec, hit me up. Help me out.
It's pretty quick, though. It seemed like every time it was not going right, you could reload pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that's not something you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really like this game. I think everything about this game was spot on, except for this one thing. Like, I couldn't figure. If they had given me.
If you're a Magic the Gathering fan, this is probably something you could strongly recommend.
For sure. And it's super cheap. All right, so next up, Hearthstone. I played a little bit this week, but that's not what's important. Coming out on Tuesday, which is the day this comes out, the new expansion comes out. They released all 134 cards. We got to check it out. I'm super excited. I already pre-ordered, I bought the 50 pack.
Which costs you what?
$50 for a 50 pack. Mm. You guys.
That's not too bad.
You guys.
$1 a pack? That's a good price.
Yeah, you guys still don't play, have no interest. Emilio chooses not to because it's like crack cocaine.
Yeah, it just takes too much time.
Yeah, he's choosing the life of not the crack as opposed to all of the crack. But I just want to bring it up. It's coming out. And the other thing related to Blizzard is they announced the WoW expansion release date, which is in August, I believe. I think last time they did August as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for Legion, even though I haven't played WoW in 2 years.
You're going to get back into it for this?
Yeah. it's wow. It's kind of just a thing I do. Every expansion, I boot it back up. I get to max level.
Boy, do they count on you, suckers.
No. I mean, I'll put my 6 months in. They can take my $50.
Yeah, can you not log in before and level up to the max cap before? Like, wait till it comes out, then play it? Because last time, you like got ready for the expansion and wasted all this time.
What, me?
Yeah. Like, you, for some reason, you level things up before the expansions.
Well, you got to be at the max level.
No, do you?
Yeah. Though? Because WoW expansions are, what is this? How they're at level 90? Are they at level 90? Is this 90?
I don't know. I feel like if you went into a level 80 zone with a 72, you'd probably level up a lot faster.
That's not how WoW works. Like, if you're 72 and going into an A zone, you'll get one shot. Like, you can't do that. But yeah, anyways, they announced it. I'm excited. I'm going to play it, even though I haven't played WoW in 2 years and the last expansion sucked my fat chode. But other than that, I'm excited. Cool. That's it for Blizzard.
All right, nice. Moving on.
All right. So we've got a listener question this week. Neo yeah. Reloaded. I have a few questions for you guys in the next episode. I'd like to know more about each of you. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe well,
fantastic.
Cover things like how old you are, what you do for work, sexual orientation, blah, blah, blah. I like that. Very direct.
Yep.
I like when people ask.
We've been doing our listener questions.
Thanks for cutting Bobby off for the sixth time this podcast.
It's all right. Go ahead.
We've been doing our listener interviews. Every episode, this time it's Team Tom. He's part of the team and we're going to continue that whole thing. Chi, who's new to the podcast and needs to get to know us, is going to interview us. And then people that are new to the podcast will be able to learn that. And those that don't care won't listen to it because it's going to be at the end of the podcast, like all of our interviews. So okay. It's like the perfect combination. So yeah. Over the next 3 weeks, you will be getting all the nitty-gritty answers you could possibly wish for.
And we're thinking Bobby's going to be first up on this?
I think Bobby's going to be first up because he's weird.
He's the mysterious one of us.
Yeah.
Emilio just shares everything with everybody, so you probably know what underwear he wears, which is none.
Cocks, balls.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Neo Reloaded, by the way. You'll get to hear plenty about us in the coming weeks.
The guys behind the podcast, who are they? What do they do? All that coming soon.
We're just disembodied voices. We're actually a computer program. We don't actually exist in real life.
All right, so we are going to do something new this time. We're going to play a game at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Yep. I think we've done this before, but it's been a very long time. We're going to guess what games on our Steam library have the most hours. So, for instance, we're going to guess the three games that Emilio has spent the most hours playing on his Steam account.
I still think I'm going to need some hints because I really have no clue.
Really? It's not hard.
Yeah, it's not hard, man.
You guys are literally fucked on my list. You have no clue on my list.
All right, sure, fine. Okay, now I'm up first, I guess.
All right.
So, obviously, Skyrim and Binding of Isaac.
Well, you get one choice.
Oh, okay.
What do you think is going to be
the top?
To the top.
That's going to be Binding.
Is it? Is it now?
Are you guessing Skyrim?
It's going to be either or.
It's hard to read, actually.
I'd say they're pretty even. I mean, Skyrim's got the longevity. He's been playing that longer. Binding of Isaac, relatively new, but hit it harder.
Well, are they breaking up Binding of Isaac? Because Binding of Isaac, he's played Binding of Isaac for 250 hours, and then he played Afterbirth for another 250 hours.
I must say that it looks like on here, it's combined them, I think.
Then it's definitely Binding.
Okay, yeah.
It's got to be Binding.
You can't guess the same one, jackass.
It's
a competition.
It's Binding.
It's a competition.
We aren't taking it that.
I'm not going to accept the same answer from both of you.
All right, Chad guesses Binding.
Okay, Bobby?
Skyrim.
Okay, you're both wrong.
It's Team Fortress Classic? Team Fortress 2?
Yeah, by far. It's not even close.
Really?
There's 1,000 registered, but I probably have 500. 3,000.
I think they started counting hours in, 2007 or 2008? Yeah.
Okay, so number two is Binding.
Number two is Binding.
And number three is Skyrim.
And number three is Skyrim, yeah.
Okay.
So, 939 hours on Team Fortress 2, 400 hours on Binding of Isaac, and 210 hours on Skyrim.
All right. Next up is me, which you guys will get none of these. So, we're going to play a game, unless you guys want to go ahead and guess. If you guys want to guess.
Let's do Bobby first.
Well, Bobby's got to do his thing, so you got to gotta close your monitor, and I got to not look.
Okay.
Well, I won't look mine up right now.
Just look into your dreamy eyes.
Yeah, go for it.
Number one has got to be Team Fortress TF2.
But are we talking about me or you?
You.
No, Bobby's number one is Left 4 Dead 2.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm guessing TF2.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. We should have done Chad first because this is going to take a second.
Okay,
I can talk about butterflies. Butterflies are amazing.
Butterfly tattoos some of them, on the lower back. That's amazing.
Some of them have eyeballs on their wingspans to look like eyeballs to scare away predators. Do you know about this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. You can look up butterfly eye patterns and you'll be amazed by what you find there.
All right, let's finish this game up, though.
I can't believe I actually fuck him.
I know, it's really weird.
All right, it is struggling to load my game.
I do the fucking.
Let's do chat while this works itself out.
If you guys think you can guess my top three, I will pay you $1,000 if you can guess my top three.
I'm going to say that he went all the way through. What did he finish? I'm going to have to say that. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Nope. That's way down on the list.
Jeez. I don't know. It's so hard with chat. Yeah, he only owns 35 games, first of all.
It's true. So it should be a shorter list.
What's...
Can I play the password game now?
Yeah, sure. Give us a hint.
All right. I'm going to start with number three. And I'm going to go with top down space. Top down space.
Top down space.
Homeworld.
Not even close. That's not this is 83 down. Hours. Top three is 83 hours.
Wow. Wow.
I give up.
Man, dead air.
What is it? Faster than light.
No, oh, FTL. Oh, okay.
It's not top down, jackass.
It is.
While the combat is.
Yeah.
All right.
We had this conversation a couple weeks ago, and I said, it's not top down. And you're like, yeah, it is.
All right, whatever.
Number two is...
Somehow I was right when we argued last time and today.
Number two...
Bobby, you awake?
Number two, Dust 2.
What? Oh, Counter-Strike.
Which one?
Two.
There's no Counter-Strike 2.
Counter-Strike...
Source.
Yeah.
98 hours. And the last game, number one on my list,
yeah,
superheroes.
The City of Heroes.
Marvel? No,
City
of Heroes.
The next one.
Yeah, what is it?
Champions.
Champions Online with 105 hours on record.
Yeah.
That's my number one game.
Yeah, it's 105 hours. You don't really stick it out with these games.
No.
It's like fourth or fifth on my list.
Yeah.
Do you like games, Chad?
I don't ever get addicted to games. I play games when they're fun, and then I don't play them when I'm not having fun.
You were addicted to World of Warcraft, though.
Yeah. Okay. But I only played it when it was fun.
And maybe Hearthstone.
I played 400 hours when it was fun.
And maybe Hearthstone. 400 hours?
No, I had way more than that.
I think there might be a Plague Command in the Blizzard games like Heroes of the Storm. I think I can look that up somewhere. I think it's the same as WoW.
Probably on 60 days played, I'm going
to
guess.
Oh, it's been a while. I'd have to put together both accounts, too.
I think I stopped at 157 days on my WoW, on my main on WoW. So that was the most.
I don't even want to say this. I think I had over a year on EverQuest. Like over 365 days.
For sure. For sure you did.
Yeah.
We played that 8 hours a day for like a year straight. Every
and
day.
Now it doesn't count for shit.
Yep.
Nobody cares.
It's literally worth $0.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Top three. Right. Yeah. So TF2 is number one.
Wait, what?
TF2 is number one.
That's your guess?
That's my guess.
Well, that's your guess then.
Yeah.
I would say Left 4 Dead 2.
No, it's TF2.
Boom. Left 4 Dead number 2.
Yep.
Boom. Dude, I got both of those right. And number 3, I'm going to go... Ooh.
I don't know.
The last time we did this, one of my top 3 was Age of Empires Online. I had no idea I had played so much of that game, but I really got into that one for a while.
Is number 3 Age of Empires Online?
No, no. Number 3 is actually a game that I quite enjoyed, but we brought it up the last 2 episodes.
Ooh.
It is gone. Nobody plays it anymore.
I don't know what he talks about.
I have no idea.
And really don't pay attention to what he talks.
Super Monday Night Combat.
Oh!
That much?
181 hours.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I thought I messed something up. Leopard Dead, the original one, is at number 4 with 135 hours on Age of Empires Online.
So what I've learned here is I play a lot more video games than you guys do.
You play a lot more of one game.
You get addicted. You're like a crack fiend. Like you played... WoW for 3 years without a pause. And I would tell you, hey, let's go out and meet girls or let's go out and do something. And you're like, no, this rogue that I'm leveling up now, his name's Suppository and it's cool. And
I try to make a stun rogue. It never works.
Yeah. You're the worst.
Climbing literally the ranks on my list is Stardew Valley with 81 hours. I don't think it'll be long before
overtook Killing Floor 2?
Yeah. Well, the thing about Stardew Valley, you got to understand this game is in the background running while I'm playing a 20-minute match of Heroes of the Storm, which is probably the one game that I've played consistently longer than any other game. It's been about a year. I think I took a break around this time last year from the game, and I started up again in June.
This is Heroes you're talking about.
Heroes of the Storm. Can we not play this What Makes Me Sad game anymore? Because, like... We sound terrible, terrible people.
Hey, if you talk to our listeners, though, we're probably... Our listeners
are probably... Well, this is a great segue into Team Tom, because he's someone who had played a lot of World of Warcraft quite a bit, and then when he stopped playing that, he decided that he wanted to play a wide variety of games, and now he plays game after game. He plays it, reviews it, moves on to the next one. Very different.
He said that he had 800 games in his backlog. And he was just playing World of Warcraft all the time. He's like, all right, I'm going to stop playing that and start playing this. And that's what he did. And you'll hear more on that on this tantalizing interview that's coming up.
Cool. We're going to talk next week. Anything going on? Oh, we're going to sound amazing next week, right, Bobby? Everything's going to be prepped up.
Yeah, we should get the mics in here. We're waiting on a few more cables and microphones.
And we might get Chi next week.
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to try. If we can get on a steady schedule. We've been recording at odd days.
Yeah, we have.
I've contacted the Bikini Girls. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Yeah,
but
that's weird.
It sounds pretty solid.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Based on that terrible joke, go ahead.
Speaking for Chad, half of Sam, Bobby, and myself.
Welcome to another DL Gaming interview. Here we have part of the team. We have Team Tom, which is kind of funny. He was called Team Tom before he was part of our team. What's that all about, Tom?
It was kind of like a nickname from school. Everyone used to call me Team for some reason. So my name's Tom, so it was Team Tom.
Wow.
That's how it happened. Yeah, it's really random.
Do you have a multiple personality disorder? Is that why you're a team?
Yeah, we've actually, in my picture, you could probably see there's 2 of us. The other one is the other part of the team.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we are a team, yeah.
Cool. And how long have you been doing this review thing?
It's probably going back about 3 years now. I mean, it got to the point where my Steam library, I had maybe like 900 games in it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm not playing any of these. I'm just playing World of Warcraft constantly. So just took the dive and started playing them. And the sort of reviewing was sort of like a sort of inspiration to keep going through the backlog and stuff. It gave me something to look forward to at the end of the game sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, everybody has that backlog. But you took it by the horns and did something about it. That's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And you, I believe you told me that you like to finish a game before you review it. Is that true?
If a game can be finished, like if it's got a story mode or a sort of campaign, then I'll do my best to finish it. I don't think it's fair to give your full opinion on a game until you've experienced everything that the developers intended you to.
Well, I mean, if a game is...
Yeah, exactly.
We play like 30 minutes and we're like, that's garbage.
Well, that's just my way of doing it. I mean, the first impression sort of videos, they have a lot of merit as well, because obviously the game needs to hook you within the first hour or so. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't hook you in that sort of time frame, then they've done something wrong in the first place.
That was my big problem with the newest Dragon Age. You know, 2 hours in, I wasn't hooked.
And yeah. I've heard it's a very slow start. So.
Right, but I hear it's excellent. But I'm like, listen, if you want me to do 3 hours of commitment to start enjoying your product, I think you did something wrong.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just look at Witcher, how that was a completely different opposite. It hooks you within the first 10 minutes sort of thing.
Right. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it in about 70 hours.
Wow. And are you going to play Blood and Wine?
Probably, yeah. When's that coming out?
I don't know. Pretty soon. But is that going to warrant its own review, you think?
Can you? I'm not sure if you can review individual DLC. If it can, then no doubt it will be reviewed.
Oh, you mean like on Steam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So you've never interviewed, I mean, you've never reviewed a DLC, I guess.
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think the last one I did was maybe the Outlast one. Was that a DLC or was it a separate game?
I think that was a separate game. Or that was like one of those borderline things where it's kind of like...
Yeah.
Right. Cool. How many reviews do you think you've done over the years?
I think on Steam, I'm probably around 380 now.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
You're very prolific, man.
I mean, I maybe do maybe 2 or 3 a week, depending on how long the game is.
Right.
So last week I was playing Dark Souls, the first one, and it took me all week to finish. So I've only managed to get 2 reviews out this week from one review today and then Dark Souls yesterday, yeah.
So, you know, just like we are, you're putting yourself out there quite a bit, and then you're putting yourself out there with an opinion. And a lot of times that it's not people that disagree with you might, I don't know, sometimes when somebody disagrees with you, they feel slighted or something. So you've run into drama a few times, right? So especially from a particular developer one time.
Yeah. Like you say, when you put your opinion out there, it is going to get sort of criticized by a lot of people. If you say something against a game that they really like, if you rate it negatively, then you'll get the backlash of that. It must have been around December time. I wrote a review for a game, whether I should name the game or not, I don't know, but it was a game called Dead Acres, which essentially was a really cheap game.
Right.
They sent me a code to review it, and they wanted an honest review. I gave them the honest review. They obviously didn't like my review, because I was quite harsh on the game, I'd say, and they sort of sent me an email saying, you're blacklisted by our company now, never play one of our games again, sort of thing. And it sort of snowballed from there, and the review still the most... Yeah, I mean, at the time, I took it upon myself to maybe just reply saying, you wanted an honest review, that's what you've got. I mean, the review is still on their page, and it's the most popular review on their page, so...
Nice, nicely done, man.
People still obviously want an honest review on games.
Right. I'm glad that you stuck by your guns and didn't waver.
I mean, the devs flagged it to Steam as like being against policy sort of thing, but it's still there, so I'm assuming someone looked at it and thought there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. And then, so we can't figure, or I can't figure out, but then again, I'm not very smart. you're always at the top of the game review list. Do you think that's because you're such a prolific reviewer, or because you're my friend, or maybe a combination of both?
I think the way it works is when a friend of someone looks at a game, your friend's reviews will always be at the top. Okay. The way I sort of judge how well the review is done is I just open the game up in like an incognito tab.
Right.
And then you get to see it as you not logged in, and you get to see how sort of Joe Blog sort of sees it.
And where are you usually?
Without tooting my own horn, probably around the top. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. I mean, you definitely dedicated yourself to it, and it's. I mean, you are a gaming god, as it were, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. For sure. Great. So, how'd you find the podcast originally?
It was really down to. I was having to travel maybe an hour and a half every day for work commitments. It's better than sitting in silence. So I had a look on iTunes and found you guys. Yeah, you're pretty much the only PC gamer podcast that had more than two episodes going. So
yeah, hey, we're not good, but we're consistent.
Exactly.
Cool. So lightsaber or hoverboard?
Oh, it has to be lightsaber.
And then practical world usage in your life, how would you use it? Or would it just be something you show your friends?
Probably slicing up some beef steak or...
You're going to go right through your granite countertop, man.
Exactly. That's fine. That's fine. Steak's better than tabletops anyway.
Excellent. And so if they want to check out your reviews, pretty much they can't avoid them. They're going to be at the top of, they're going to be at the top of Steam every time.
Yeah. But just check out. I don't know if I've got a link on your website to my page now or what, but like I say, most games I've got the review on there for you.
Yeah, and vice versa, right? So I think on the reviews, sometimes you have us linked there too.
Yeah, on my most recent reviews, it's sending people to the podcast to check out.
Excellent. Well, thank you for all your hard work, especially since it's free.
Yep, no worries.
And I'm glad you're part of the team, man.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the interview.
Yes.
Bye. Dude, you did really good, dude. I don't know why you were nervous.
Anxiety sucks balls though.
you're better spoken than I am, but then again, that could be the English thing. The English people just sound smarter.
You really haven't been to this country, have you?
because like you guys have certain phrases and words that like brilliant. I wish I could bring myself to say brilliant because it sounds so goddamn smart, but
brilliant.
Yeah. But I always go, that's cool.
Oh, you Americans.
My girlfriend said it's because I'm not brilliant. That's why I keep her around.
You got wrecked.
Yeah. Cool, man. Hey, do you play games with your girl?
She doesn't get that much time to play, really. I mean, she's a teacher, so when she gets home, she's like working till like 9 o'clock. But yeah, when she gets time, we
her work home with her, right?
That's it. We play the Lego games together.
Yeah. You should try Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time.
I think I played that one. Is that the one where you're in like a spaceship and
there's two
of you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was really good. That one was.
Yeah. Me and my girl play it, and I think normal difficulty is proving to be a little too hard, but we might have to knock that down. I should have asked you what your favorite game is. What is your favorite game?
Favorite game? I mean, a couple of years ago, I would have probably said World of Warcraft.
Right.
But since I've been sort of going through my backlog, I mean, last year there were so many good games, and
what a great GTA. Year.
GTA 5 is probably my all-time favorite now.
Nice.
I mean, Witcher 3 came very close to it, but I still have to say GTA 5.
Did you get in the Overwatch beta?
No, I didn't.
Man, that game is so good.
I'm really looking for it. It looks so good. I just can't wait to come out.
And you were playing, I saw you playing TF2 a couple of weeks ago. Do you dabble?
No, that was like my first proper stint in it. I mean, I played it for maybe an hour or two a couple of years ago, but I never really looked into it very much because I had so many other games that I sort of paid with my own money that I thought I needed to get through them first. But it's such a good game that I needed to experience it, and it was awesome.
Did you write up a review?
I did, yeah.
Cool.
I'm up to about 100 votes on it, but it's not going to get anywhere near the top on Team Fortress 2. I mean, there's reviews on there that have like 5,000 votes on them. So,
are you joining us for the DL Gaming DL Game Club?
The BioShock.
Yeah,
I can do. Yeah. I mean, I think that was BioShock was the first ever game I finished on Steam. So oh, really? Cool. Like 5 years. So yeah, I can go through it again. That'd be great.
Because what I didn't even realize until I was streaming it was that it doesn't really matter when you finish it as a listener. You can listen to that episode whenever you finish it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's kind of a cool thing. You don't really have to beat it in the same month that we beat it because you only have 6 days left if you're going to do it for that episode.
I can blast through Bioshock in a few hours.
It's longer than you think, man. It's 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah, it's long.
Let's see how long I have on my profile. Bioshock. Jeez, yeah, I've got 10 hours on it.
Yeah, and you finished it, though, right?
Yeah, last played 2012. Wow.
Damn, that is cool. What a cool story. Man, I wish I would have asked about those questions before. Damn. All right.
Edit them in.
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
No worries. I'm going to go to bed.
Awesome. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.